Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good?
What's good?
What's good?
Yeah, let me get my audio right.
How we sounding?
I appreciate y'all even making time to record today. Just so your presentation, bro. I'm like, I feel you.
How we sound?
I feel you.
It's all good. It's all good.
Let me get my audio right. All right, bet.
We sound all right? We sound clear?
Yeah, y'all sound good.
Yeah,
all right, sound
good. Yeah, live from the hotel room. You know what I'm saying?
You got to do what you got to do, man.
Studio travels, man.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, Sersky.
Magic Johnson coming soon.
Shout out to Magic, man.
Yeah,
that was a vibe.
Yeah, it definitely looked like a vibe.
Yeah. You leaving to go to London tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I'm going to New York tomorrow, and then we'll take off Tuesday morning from there. I got to pick up the suits for Mike, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, quick little hop over, so. Get that, get some rest. Yeah. Troy, I will not mess my camera duties this time, yo.
have you been to the spot? You been to Mike B's spot in the Bronx?
Mm.
So he just took your measurements before?
Yeah. Okay. I just took them before.
Is he meeting you, or are you gonna go to the factory?
Well, we ain't worked it out. I was like, whatever. Okay, he's like, okay. Man, I can ship it there. I'm like, I'm gonna fly over anyway. Let me just get him from you and
okay.
Save the hassle and all that. So
yeah.
Yeah, he was excited. So I was like, yeah, man, me too. It's an honor.
When you fly from New York to London?
Tuesday morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
We get back. That's when we're coming back to New York.
We leave on Wednesday. So we'll be out there.
All right, bet.
Thursday. We'll be out there on Thursday morning. Right?
We'll be out there Thursday morning at like 11.
Yeah. Don't forget to send the info for the sale.
Oh shit! The book. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll send it off.
Like the bullet points.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I got them. I'll just screenshot them.
Dogs. I'm gonna have all that set up.
Yeah.
And we chop it up when we get to London as well. But you know, just want to.
Yeah, I'll send it off tonight. And get that rocking.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, clap so Mike know.
All right, guys, welcome back. Market Monday.
Yes. Happy Monday to all. Happy Monday to all.
Yes, yes. The show must continue. We are on the road. We've been on the road for a while. We were in Columbus, Ohio. Shout out to Columbus. We were in Chicago. Shout out to the shot.
The west side of Chicago.
And now
quick stop.
And now we are in sunny Los Angeles, California.
Indeed.
Shout out to LA. Always good energy, good vibe.
Every single time. There hasn't been one time.
Cali. And then after this, we are headed to New York and we are on our way to London.
Yes. Across the pond, Tom.
London. So, you know, just real once again, this is the last call. Final call. London will happen this weekend. This weekend, we have a VIP experience on Sunday. We have a Halloween party. Shout out to Terrence J. This took a lot of work putting this together. But, you know, shout out to my guy Dio.
Yes.
For helping us with this. And shout out to Terrence J.
Lord Dio. Love.
Halloween party will be at Kitty's Club. Kitty's Club, Central London, vibe. Everybody that has a VIP ticket gets in for free. If not, it will be a bidding war at the door. Only the ladies will help you.
It's the only chance you got.
If you're one guy, bring three girls. That's good. You got to even the ratio.
That's the ratio.
Bring some vibes. Yep.
3-1. Okay.
3-1.
3-1.
3-1.
That's
ratio.
What we going with.
But now that's Sunday. Oh, costumes mandatory. You have a costume?
You got it ready? You got your.
I got a little something.
I got two, just in case.
Costumes.
You got two joints. Oh,
yeah. You know, that's a tough thing.
You making
thing,
a
right?
change?
When you go when you're married to someone, it has to be something that makes sense for both of you. And so we were debating for a while, and we kind of settled on something. And then she had one that she wanted. I was like, all right, we'll just do both, just in case.
Both. That's a
night of. Yeah. Night of. What we gonna do?
You gotta teach me. I'll be stupid. Like I'm like, it's my way or the highway.
No, that's going. It's going to be fun, man. Oh, VIP. Let me just explain the VIP. So, shout out to Alice Good Energy.
Yes.
Shout out to Aristotle Investment. Shout out to Caleb. Shout out to, I believe, we got a few other people, right?
We got Aristotle.
We'll be there.
Absolutely.
I don't want to say anybody wrong, but we're working on it. It's going to be a vibe. The whole VIP thing is going to be a vibe.
We got Beyond Win.
Beyond Win.
That's going to be good.
Shout out to my brother Beyond Win.
And we got some UK surprises.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, so it's a mix and mingle. We're going to have education. They're going to present information. Then we're going to have like, you know, mix and mingle type thing. Some drinks and some food.
Caleb Silver?
Yes. Yeah.
Caleb Silver will be in the building. Okay.
That's a fact.
Yes.
Investopedia's own.
Yes. And then.
It's going to be a legendary night.
And then the party. Everybody that is VIP is gonna have a party later on. Get changed, and then Monday, Halloween day.
Yes,
the moment we've all been waiting for, ladies and gentlemen, Royal Albert Hall. We've been talking about this for a very long time. The moment is here, and it will be a night to remember, man. Yes,
I'm excited, man. I can't lie. I can't wait.
Royal, regal.
Please dress accordingly. It's going to be something that's going to be special, man. On the bill for tonight, we have Anton Bella Dixon. They call him the Tyler Perry of the UK. Guy's absolutely killing it out there right now. Then we also have Patricia Bright.
Don't forget about her.
Legend to the queen. In the game. Tabidi Stevens will be gracing the stage.
Yes.
Shout out to the king.
Yes. Shout out to Tabidi.
Good dude.
We will have the master investor and Wall Street trapper together.
Shout out to the Kings.
Damn time.
First time only. We will have EYL 19 Keys together.
Shout out to the Kings.
Yeah, vibes.
Another legendary situation.
We will have, who else do we have? MG the Mortgage Guy. How could I forget MG?
Shout out to the Kings.
Shout out to my brother MG. MG the Mortgage Guy will be in the building. We will also have...
Sebastian Newby will be there. Jatalia.
Jatalia
and all the help she's been doing with the UK situation.
Jatalia.
That's fam.
Can't forget Jatalia. And Terrence J will be in the building.
That's a fact.
Yeah, shout out to the camp.
The hostess with the mostest. And we got
And Megan and Harry will be there at the end. It's a surprise.
And we're working on a musical surprise.
We got a few of those.
We're working on a big musical surprise. So Get your tickets. It's not too late, but it is quickly becoming too late. So go to InvestFest.com, get your tickets, and meet us there, man. It's still not too late to come from America. Plane tickets are still under $1,000. So if you want to make the last minute American run, you can do that. And then everybody in Europe, everybody in the UK, everybody in Africa, get your tickets, man.
We're going to all my fellas, if you haven't found your vibe here, you may have to come to London like Eddie did and come into America and meet your vibe there. Also, I don't know anyone that's made millions off of replays, but I do know some people that have made millions from being there in person. Please show up. Everyone's like, hey, what about the replay? All the money is in the networking. I can't feel your energy through replay or vice versa. Show up. It's going to be the perfect time to network, build some businesses, work on some partnerships. So see y'all there. I'm excited. I cannot wait.
Yeah, you said Tyler Perry. So we'd be remiss if we did not shout out Miss Tina Knowles.
Well, I was going to talk about that later on.
Shout we'll get there. Yeah. So I want to give her a personal shout out. Yeah. What an amazing event she had this weekend.
And you can't bury the lead though. At least tease them with it.
Yeah. No. I just wanted to give a huge shout out, specifically to the young men and women that she's impacting. I got to see that firsthand, and that was pretty impressive. So shout out to her.
I'm gonna be on my Tavis Smiley tonight, so I'm gonna I'm gonna find a way to sneak it in. Try, I got you.
And the last thing is a big episode tomorrow. Shout out to Storm Leroy, and congratulations to the guys. They just did a conference in Florida.
Yes,
Ash Cash,
the fam,
Marvin, and Storm Leroy, and it looked like it was a very successful event. Yeah. So shout out to them. So he will be our guest on EYL. Very interesting conversation. We're talking about real estate. He's another one like these 9-to-5 millionaire, where he actually was working a job at Verizon
for 20 years.
He was working for Verizon, investing in real estate in Brooklyn, and built a multi-million dollar real estate portfolio while actually still working at Verizon. So it's just the Jamal King when he was a cop, very similar situation. So, you know, a lot of time people say like, you know, I'm not a millionaire. I don't have time to do this. Da, 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 da. Like, this is a blue collar person in a very expensive city in New York. So, you know, a lot of the excuses that people use, this is an episode to watch. Like, if he can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah. And Storm's one of those guys. We actually met him 2 years prior to doing this interview. And he was like, I got so much information I want to share. And I remember telling him, like, just keep grinding, bro. When it's ready, the people are going to tell us that you need to be in the chair and the seat's going to be waiting for you. And so to see him there and the way he delivered on this episode, it's going to be one of those ones that's going to be remembered. So shout out to him.
Yeah. And he's a great person. And
solid dude.
Another thing, he delivered on Ash Cash's show inside the vault. That's another thing.
Yeah.
Boy, he moved some numbers and told a compelling story.
He definitely did that.
He did.
That's what our attention.
Blueprint. A lot of people are like, hey, can we do get on the show? Move some numbers.
Like 500,000 views.
So yeah.
Shout out to him. All right, Troy.
Yeah, man. Wanted to tell you about our good friends over at Ally, right? So if you're looking to bank or invest, I want to let you know about Ally. They're the leading digital financial service company with passionate customer service, innovative financial solutions, and our relentlessly focus on doing it right for both customers and our communities. Get with Ally so that you can save, invest, and spend on the things that matter most to you. For everything we need, we are all better off for the Ally. Shout out to good folks at Ally, and shout out to our good friends at United Masters, Ryan and John and the whole team over there. Love is love. Yeah. And you know how this works. This is a disclaimer. Do your own research. Our content is intended to be used and must be used for informational purposes only. It's very important to do your own analysis before making any investment based on your own personal circumstances. You should take independent financial advice from a professional in connection with or independently research and verify any information that you hear on our show and wish to rely upon, whether for the purpose of making an investment decision or otherwise. Please, people, continue to do your research. And when it's good, share it. But please do not remix what you learned here from Master Investor.
Did he invent the remix? Not y'all.
Did he did it? Irv capitalized on it. Mm-hmm. And now Hitmaker's killing it as well. So absolutely. Shout out to all three of them.
Hitmaker. Oh, speaking of that, assets over liabilities.
Yeah.
This week's a big one. Burner.
Legend.
Yes, Marijuana King.
Legend.
The legit legal BMF. Marijuana King. The legit BMF. Yeah. Super, super dope. Dude, extremely humble. If you don't know Burner, I'm sure you probably heard of Cookies.
Have you frequented before?
No, I haven't. But
you know some people.
Yeah.
Great answer.
Cookies, man. You know, I didn't know how he makes so much money off of merch. So that episode's dope, man. Anybody that's interested in the marijuana business, which a lot of people are, you need to check that out. On Revolt, shout out to our Revolt family, tonight on the television station, and then on Wednesday on their YouTube platform. Bless you. Shout out to Burner. Shout out to the Bay Area. Anybody that's interested in that marijuana situation, merch situation, building a brand, need to check that out, man. That's a big one.
He was a real part of that blueprint on how to move merch.
Yeah.
He gave a lot of information. He gave a lot of great information.
He's one of them ones, man. And I mean, I think, well, he's the second now person that ever we've sat down with who's been on the cover of Forbes in the past year.
Cover of Forbes.
He's a cover of Forbes.
He was a cover
of marijuana. At that.
That's legendary.
Special. No, he's special.
He was on it like that. When we interviewed him, it came out that same week.
Exactly. We went to the airport and his face was all over the newsstands
on the cover of Forbes. That is a fact. All right, Ian.
Love you guys. No stock club call tonight. I will be traveling to London, but I will have the presentation uploaded for you guys and swing trading prices. If you want to join the stock club, link in bio. You can go to jordanredpanda.com. For everybody who's going to be at InvestFest, I cannot wait to see you. I'm incredibly excited. This is going to be a show. And shout out to the Lobby Boys. We're going to be up all night.
The Lobby Boys are back.
Only way. All right. So now we are going to a presentation, Encore presentation, because Ian did a presentation last week. A lot of people were excited about that. So we're going to start the show.
It's slotty and different.
We're going to start the show off with a presentation, and then we'll finish off with some trending topics.
Let me get you the room right real quick. Let me get you the capabilities. There you go, my brother.
Start the show. Get your notepads ready. Love y'all.
The music. Did you just double
check?
Yeah,
I fixed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a good
point. And I'll send two versions too. One without audio just in case.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be good. Just in case. So we'll put it up early. Sure it if it gets flagged, then we could just switch it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That was a good point. Everybody froze right when it happened. Good.
All right. That was amazing.
Outstanding.
Yes.
Outstanding.
Presentation Ian.
Yeah, that it's the calming voice. I almost forgot how calming the voice is over these presentations.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Makes it feel like, oh, I can do this.
Or is it Ian presentation? Ian presentation. That kind of rhymes. Ian presentation. That's a new name. Ian presentation.
Troy thinking about it. Audience, what do you say?
I'm thinking Troy's about
pondering.
Ian presentation. The presentation. It's like going to the Rucker. Like you got to have a name. Like the presentation. That's your name.
The presentation. Okay.
Ian presentation. The presentation.
Man, I can't wait to be in Trap Good on that stage, boy. It's gonna be 3 in a row. Unlike the Lakers, 0-3. Shout out to Dane.
Shout out to LeBron.
Boy, Lakers got
to
get
shout out to LeBron James.
You might have seen us.
We went to the game. Tough. The referees actually did him a disservice by calling that. That wasn't a flop. That was actually a foul.
Oh, you're talking about the offensive foul.
That was actually a foul.
Yeah. I looked at you. I told you it's Dame time.
Shout out to Bronny.
Yeah.
Damn. Couldn't get rest in peace, Tony Brown, too, who recently passed, NBA ref.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Rest in peace to him. He was a good brother.
Absolutely.
For sure. All right. So that was an amazing presentation, per usual. So we got a couple of trending topics that we're going to talk about. But before that, Market Mondays live, Madison Square Garden. Let's just talk about this briefly. Madison Square Garden, November 27th. Understand what's going on here. That is Black Friday weekend. We got Josh Brown will be in the building. Mm-hmm. We got the Einstein of Wall Street, Peter Tuckman, will be in the building.
Yes. Shout out to the brother.
Yes, yes, yes. We have Don Peebles.
Yes.
Legendary.
Billionaire real estate developer.
Shout out to Don. He just received his Lifetime Achievement Award at the Griot Award. So shout out to Don.
Congratulations. We were in that presentation.
Yeah, presented him with the award. So shout out to him.
That's fire.
Shout out to my guy, Mouse Jones.
Mouse. Mouse going to have me so hyped up, boy.
Trap Karaoke. We have secured a performer, but I can't say it.
I can't say it yet.
Just understand that.
Everybody in chat, please drop the name.
Right now.
When it comes to New
drop
York.
Drop the name.
When it comes to New York City, let's just say this. When it comes to New York City and when it comes to lyrical assassin,
drop the
highly respected, never lost.
Never lost.
I mean,
if they saw the promo for this,
never lost.
It was very clear.
But that's actually a good clue.
Yeah, because that's you probably just gave it away.
A few people have lost. Even the most highly respected people of all time.
Right. Just say his name.
Might have lost. No, I can't say his name yet.
No, I'm talking about who you're saying, the highest respected people that have lost.
I'm just saying.
I know you're talking
about. Some people have lost. But this gentleman
has never
lost.
I told y'all, jerseys will be hung
on
the 27th of November. Banners will go up.
It's going to be a night to remember, man. I don't know I'm not sure why you would not want to come.
If you don't come, you don't want to be rich. I'm being real.
Basically.
That's
basically,
it.
Pretty much.
Basically.
Pretty much. Your choice.
Yeah, we got next week. Hopefully by next week, we'll be able to announce the musical side.
And the big boy.
Well, easy. Yeah, we got to get the update on that, too.
Oh, yeah. As soon as we send it over, we'll be. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is the part usually where I ruin the surprise. I'm not this week. Tune in next week, though.
Tune in
when we announce this, boy, there will be no tickets. We may have to do a night, too.
raising ticket prices. Ticket prices will be raised.
Inflation.
Yes, 900 per ticket.
Gave y'all 6 weeks. Inflation will kick in at some point, probably next week. So yeah, link in bio. Market Mondays live show, the last show of the year, a night to remember. Madison Square Garden. Woo! All right,
Ric Flair.
Woo! Hey. Let's get into this. Q&A.
I gotta ask y'all look like y'all had a great time. Y'all glowing. Y'all went and got your facials, chemical peels, right? Magic was there. So y'all with Jalen.
Shout out to Magic. Shout out to Jalen.
What are like the three big lessons that you took away from being in a room? Because we all have a glow when we be around people we're inspired by, right? Both of y'all are like Pikachu beaming right now. What are like three big lessons you took away from the event yesterday?
Yeah, for sure. I think once again, relationships is extremely important. And, you know, we met a few other people that we didn't take pictures with, like Ben Harwin. That was my first time actually meeting him. He probably was the richest person there.
Absolutely.
If you don't know who Ben Harwin is the CEO, co-CEO of
Andreessen
Horowitz, which is one of the top venture capital firms in the world. I think he's worth like $20 billion, something like that. His net worth is like $20 billion. Mm-hmm. He's the one that got Nas into venture capital. He's the one that got Kanye, like a lot of the artists, because he's a really big hip-hop fan.
He's a hip-hop head. I actually had a conversation with him last month at the CLF event, and we talked about KRS-One, Chuck D, and MC Shan for like 20 minutes.
I know we always talk about people we invite to the cookout. Ben is cooking at the cookout.
Oh, yeah. I was blown away. He was just like, yeah. And then we ran into Fab Five Freddy, and he's like, that's one of my best friends in the world. I'm just like, yo, that's crazy. Yeah. So shout out to him. Shout out to Ben Horowitz.
But it was a bunch of people there. Shout out to DeTavio. Shout out to a bunch of people. DeTavio's the head of Revolve. If anybody doesn't know DeTavio's, great guy, by the way. But long story short, I learned that just relationships is extremely important, and that's the real key. Because even the Magic situation, how that came about was, we saw Magic, and Jalen. Obviously, we know Jalen Rose because we just interviewed Jalen Rose. So I'm like, all right, you can always walk up to somebody and just introduce yourself, but it doesn't really. It's not the same.
As
if you get an introduction. So I'm like, yo, Jay, can you do me a favor? He's like, what's up? I'm like, can you introduce us to Magic? He's like, yeah, that's easy. So he introduced us to Magic. And Magic was super cool. And we actually had a conversation with him. Like, we was talking, and he was talking about financial literacy. He's like, it's important business, da da da, let's chop it up. He's like, and then he did a few things that was very very stuck out to me. So I had a glass of wine in my hand. So we like, yo, let's take this picture. He's like, but put the glass of wine down. He's like, you're a businessman. Like, you always want to be seen in the proper light. He's like, don't let anybody discredit you, and they'll use anything to discredit you. So he's like, just put the glass of wine down, then we can take the picture. So I'm like, okay, that's something that stuck out to me, because I wasn't thinking about it, but I understood where he's coming from with that. And then he did something that a lot of people do, that even I do. Afterwards, so Jalen's introducing us. He gives us the whole plug, Magic, we talking to him. And afterwards, he's like, Jalen, like, link it up. And once again, that goes back to a relationship. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, so now Jalen tell me, like, yeah, I'm going to link it up with y'all, So you got to have, if let's say we did some bad business with Jalen Rose, or we put out a clip and tried to, sensationalize something just to get some views. It might have helped us in the short term, but look at the bridge that we would have
hurt in the long term. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that relationship is extremely, extremely, we always preach that all the time, but people don't think they get it yet. Like,
yeah. Can I add to your bridge?
Yeah. Can I ask one quick question for you before you jump in? Cause I think this is,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Relationships and comparison of stock are how much more valuable if you have to put a multiple on it? 10x, 100x?
It's 100x. It's everything.
The highest multiple.
It's everything.
Yeah.
Highest multiple.
It's everything.
My bad, Trevor. Go ahead. But I needed to get that point.
Because, so that was the bridge, right? If we're climbing up the bridge, right? Or the ladder in that sense, right? Jalen the Magic, just having that relationship. But also, we put out an episode last week with Mario Kelly, who's from Detroit. And we actually ran into him in Chicago, and he was telling us about the impact that the episode has had and all the feedback he's been getting from it. And he said, one of the things I would love to do is to get with Jalen. Like, yeah, I want to clean a school. Yeah. So I was telling Jalen, I'm like, hey, well, we just put out this episode with this guy from Detroit. He has every arena in the city. And I said, he's trying to connect with you. He was like, that's crazy. Because the first thing I thought when you said that he has a staff and you're seeing the cleaning is I want him to come work at the school. So now we're going to be able to bridge that now. So now, two people who just put out an episode from the same city and both can add value to each other are now going to do that. So that's just the power of relationships and the power of just networking, just being in the right place at all the time, man. It's incredible.
And then I'll add a few more things to the relationship thing. So we see Magic, but we also see Tyler Perry.
I was going to go there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was going to go. Yeah. So the power relationship, but the power of keeping your being in having integrity. And it goes to a long, long way. So the first thing we did when we got to the event is I just happened to run into one of his assistants, Chantel, and she recognized us and said, hey, I love you guys. You guys are so great, so professional. Loved all the stuff that you did for Mr. Perry. He's about to show up. I'm like, oh, wait, he's about to show up. This is perfect. Yeah. We just walked in and now he's coming here. And as he came to the event and she ran into us again, she stopped him and said, hey, there goes Earn Your Leisure. And he was like, oh my gosh. Like, it was just that automatic, hey, yeah. I'm connected with these guys. We did this, obviously we did InvestFest and that was a huge success. But the fact that we treated every email, every interaction with integrity, and we were people of our word with everything we did with him.
Yeah.
She was like, look, you have to stop because that's Earn Your Leisure, right? Everybody there wanted his attention, but she was like, no, let's just stop. And he was gracious enough to have a brief conversation with us and take the picture and exchange that, if we ever need anything in the future, just let him know.
No, it was actually a good conversation because when I told him, he was, we was talking about InvestFest and he was asking us, everything that was going on. And I said, congratulations. He just put out a new movie. And I was like, congratulations. And I'm like, if there's anything that we can do to ever help you, just let us know. And he stopped for a minute. And he looked at me and he was like, yeah, nah, I'm gonna hold you to that. He's like, I'm gonna need something. Like, he's like, the way he said it was like, he didn't expect me to say that.
Because most people don't look to help.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But he was
always
like,
looking to take.
But yeah. It's like, now that you do say that, you actually can add some value. So let me think about how you can add value. And then whatever he's going to ask us to do, I mean, of course, that's nothing to do. But I just feel like, you know, that's once again, InvestFest. That comes from InvestFest. But InvestFest relationship comes from Steve Harvey. Mm-hmm. Steve Harvey relationship comes from Tabidi. That comes from Nicole at iHeart. So
domino effect.
So it's like
compound interest on relationship.
And you don't know how that's going to spin. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, all right, if we just said Nicole, and you might not, you never know that Nicole is going to introduce you to this person that's going to introduce you to Steve Harvey, and Steve Harvey's going to introduce you to Tyler Perry. Like, if let's say we would have just been like nasty to Nicole, right? None of that happens.
Yeah, you never know who knows.
That's the butterfly effect that you don't see. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't see. You just think you're talking to one person, but you don't know you're talking to 10 different people.
It's
1,000% true. And that's the thing. Like, just even, and it's not just about like, hey, she can help us book talent. Like, I call her just to check in to make sure everything's good. It's like having those type of relationships, it extends far beyond any type of show or podcast. It's a positive relationship. And so if there's anything that ever comes up, oh, hey, I got this situation in Jamaica that, you know, you guys might be interested in. Of course, we're going to be at the top of her mind just based on that relationship. But another relationship too, just talking on that, was we went to Howard in April, and we were on a panel, and, you know, a representative from Shea Moisture was there. And she actually was at the gala again last night. And that relationship that we just established with her, she was like, you guys are great. We have to do something with you. We have to. Little, you know, a month prior, we were just with the CEO of Shea Moisture, Rich Dennison, was like, he was saying the same thing. Fast forward, we met the CEO of Essence Festival last night or the other night. And it was just like, wow, this is like 360. This thing is happening. Yeah. It's like a revolving door of just every time we step into another space, we're meeting somebody and we're networking again. And now more relationships are being fostered. So when people are like, yo, you guys are everywhere. Yeah, we're very intentional about being everywhere because you never know who you're going to run into.
You can't connect with everybody via DM or on replays.
Nah, you got some things you got to do in person, man.
And it's like today, this was a good week because this summarizes the whole journey for us. Like, yeah, we in Hollywood and we connected with all of those people. But we also in the same week was in Columbus, Ohio at a high school. At a high school in Columbus, Ohio, the furthest thing away from Hollywood as possible, right? And then we go to Chicago. And so it's like, you got to keep that balance too, because ultimately the people have championed us and the people have elevated us to even be able to reach Tyler Perry, Steve Harvey, different things of that nature. So we can't just forget about that. That's important.
Yeah.
That's just as important as us going to a gala with all of
more important, I would argue, because if the people champion you,
yeah, for sure,
that groundswell can push you in the doors that, you know, people are like, well, why are you stopping and talking? I'm like, you have to.
And so I just want to put that out there too, because we're saying this and this, you know, you can't forget what else happened. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I said, even now, we're in high schools in Columbus, Ohio on a Wednesday night. And shout out to everybody in Columbus. The love was amazing. Yeah. And shout out to everybody in Chicago. But, you know, you got to do it all. You got to do it all. It's like a politician. That's why I always give the politician. Like, a politician will give, like, a speech in, you know, Huntsville, Alabama. And then they'll be at a black tie dinner in New York City for $10,000 a plate with every single billionaire because they're both important. You got to be able to hit all spectrums.
Yeah. And while you said Columbus, Ohio, shout out to Maurice Clarette.
Another
relationship that's just been fostered. He actually introduced me to somebody that, you know, I grew up just watching and was one of my favorite players of all time, Clinton Portis. And so we connected just because of Maurice.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, he's had some, his story is just so compelling. I'll just leave it at that. But, you know, I offer just, yo, if I can add value to anything you're doing, if you need help with something, just let me know. And he was like, yo, bro, I appreciate that so wholeheartedly. Like, this is somebody I used to wear his jersey and go to, like, I drove to DC to watch these guys play. So it's incredible, man. You never know, man. You just never know.
And for everyone at home listening, if you feel like you can't, you know, I recently saw this on Drink Champs, and a good tip that Meek gave me goes, If you can't fly across the country, become the hottest in your city or neighborhood and just help there. A lot of people always want to know, like, what's the easy formula? Help those around you. If those around you get traction, you never know who they may know, and it is spread. So don't feel like this is impossible for you to do as well. But if you can, get out there and kiss babies, shake hands like we've been doing.
Do it.
Get your tickets to InvestFest. Y'all been seeing me hopping on planes going. Like, you have to show, like, people can't feel your integrity and spirit online. I'm telling you. A lot more doors are going to open in person. So please write in chat, how many people or events are you going to go to in 2023 and to have your best year ever?
And when you do it, when you add value, don't look for anything in return.
Yes.
Just do it. Like, that was one of the things. Like, I watched Richard Lawson and Miss Tina Knowles Lawson. The impact that they were having on these young people's lives, it must have been 50 young men and women on stage. Like, I would not have known that that was happening if I wasn't there. They're just doing this every day, every week, every month, all year, adding value to young people's lives and encouraging them to be their authentic selves. We had a young lady who gave a just amazing speech. She actually is a poet now. She said she was reading on a second grade level. Now she's in front of 1,000 people just reading her poem that she just wrote. It was just like, that type of impact is not being highlighted, but it's happening. And so just add value. Don't look for anything in return. Just figure out how many people you can impact on a daily basis.
But last thing I want to say about this, and this is Rick Ross said probably the realest thing I ever heard in my life. He was like, yo, y'all want like people that's like super successful and all to help you out. He said the analogy that he gave is like, he was like, I don't know if he said a well or ocean. He was like, but like, if you want a well, like on like you at the bottom, he's like, somebody that's super rich, super successful, they're not going down to get you. They're not. He's like, they might not even, they probably not even gonna look at you. He's like, you gotta get to the top, like almost close to them. And then they might stick their hand
still
out
not.
Like a little bit, like a little bit, like a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's so real because you gotta do the work to put yourself in the room. Just like, now I'm saying, like, a lot of times people look at it the wrong way, where it's like, I gotta get in the room. Yeah, that's half the battle, but you gotta actually provide enough value where you're invited in the room.
Yeah.
So don't even worry about nothing else. Just put the blinders on, folk. I promise you, once you get hot, everything, it's the law of inertia. Once easier. You get hot, everything gonna happen for you. Then people are gonna wanna work with you. They're gonna reach out to you. You're gonna be able to rub shoulders with different people. I promise you, nobody on that level is coming to save you. They're not going down. They're not going down to get you. I promise you that won't happen. And like I said, like he said, like at the very least, if you little below them, they might like a 6-inch little nut. But
I may throw a little line out to save you.
That's it.
And people will say, why? Like, even if you take Boosie and Young Blue situation, Boosie found Blue blew up. Now all of a sudden, that's not his artist. It happened with Meek and other artists. A lot of times when people are up here, they're afraid to reach down because once they pull you up, what if you're not loyal? It happens a lot. 2001, I was in Grind Family Studio. Shout out C-Boy. He was like, get so hot that nobody on earth can tell you no. It's the best piece of advice that if for those of you that are trying to break out, forget the algorithms, forget funnel hacking and all that. That's the secret. Get so hot that nobody can ignore you.
Undeniably hot.
That is a fact. All right. So let's talk about some investing. What is your investing game plan for 2023?
I want to ask you guys first, but since you asked me, I'll kick it off. I think 2023 will be like in a rebound year. I think we'll be good. I'm going to go a lot heavier on the buying. I plan to at least double or triple the amount of shares that I buy for 2023 on a long-term side, and then put more automation in when it comes to swing trading and day trading. So those are the three things that I'm really focused on. I want to like run the table this year and get like 72 trades in and go undefeated. That's my goal for 2023. And also find one or two companies that are bound to break out. So this is a good homework assignment. Is the CEO of the company that you're invested in a good CEO when we don't have zero 5% interest rates. And if you can start to weed out the companies that have never been through this cycle before, it will stop you from investing in 95% of companies. If you look at like Beyond Meat, they're down 95% from its high, right? That team is not battle tested in a high inflation environment. So those are my three. Automation on a trade in the swing trading side, double or triple the amount of shares. So by the time we get to 27, we'll be okay. And going undefeated for the year. But what about you guys?
Yeah, long term, you know, buying at extreme dips, buying dips long term, index fund, ETFs that I believe in, and you know, maybe one or two stocks. But other than that, pretty just, you know, back to the basics, really, of long term just wealth building. And yeah. I feel like, you know, you don't necessarily have to take risks, especially once you have some level of, you know, cushion. It's not really,
that's a good lesson.
Yeah, it's not really necessary to take risks. And you know, you compound interest and 7%, that's what you start talking about, real money over the course of time. So a lot of times, you know, you kind of get jaded by trying to, you know, hit home runs every single time, but it's really not probably the best way to go about it. Buying opportunities for things that, you know, are pretty much sure bets, like the S&P 500, and you can just hold it for a very long period of time. I think that, you know, we're in position to do that even now. But, you know, if it continues this rocky path, then, you know, that's a long-term strategy where, you know, it's opportunity just to put money in if you have money. But me personally, you know, I'm definitely looking to just do that and just keep adding to that. That's something I've been doing. Like, I put money in Microsoft, S&P 500, like XLY, stuff like that, where I just feel comfortable. You know, it's not going to keep me up at night, and I'm not even worried about what's going to happen in the next year or two, because I'm looking at it for, you know, a long-term play 20 years down the line. So it's just, you know, that safety net as far as, you know, not risking a lot of capital.
Yeah, I'd say just more strategic investing, adding to some of the companies that I'm trying to get to 1,000 shares at. I've done that with a few already. And so I actually ran into a young gentleman. He was like, "I finally get why you're doing 1,000 shares." And he was like, "I was like, why you think I'm saying do 1,000 shares?" He was like, "Cause now I could do covered calls." Like, well, you could do that with 100, but if you get to 1,000, now you can actually have 10 of them. And so that was part of the strategy. And I'm glad that some people caught that and were doing that. So adding it to a few more companies, getting 1,000 shares, and hopefully getting up to 2,000 at some point. But I'm really, especially in like right now, obviously, building my custodial accounts for my kids is one of my main focuses going into 2023.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've set the long-term investment for myself, and they have some shares of some other companies too, but putting more focus in theirs, because we're talking about, when we talk long-term, obviously, in the custodial account, we're talking maybe 15 to 20 years before they can, you know, they can ever see any type of return, or not any type of return, or hopefully they don't take anything from it in that time. So that's going to be a main focus of mine. And just more strategic investing, finding sectors that, you know, are going to have some type of value in this economic downturn. Like we said, that there's going to be a bull market somewhere. And so just, you know, paying attention to that and finding spots, like we said a few weeks ago, when I heard that OPEC news, okay, there's a spot there. Let me see what we, you know, with the right research and the right technicals, if there's something we can do to make a great trade. So just doing that, real strategic about it, more calculated.
Yeah. Well, with the interest rates adjusting and going up, how has it affected your options trades? And have you taken less trades this year in comparison to the year prior?
Yeah. For sure. It's been one of those like sit back and wait. And that's kind of how it was set up anyway. You know, when we were trading our options, we were doing leaps out to 2 years. And so a lot of those leaps are still in play.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
See, with the pullback, the percentages have gone down because of, you know, like the NASDAQ has pulled back, like we said, 30%, and the S&P is down 23%. And so we're aware of that. And sometimes, you know, your options trades that you do, they don't pan out that well, right? Like I had a TSM call. I was just looking at my portfolio the other day. You know, I had had a number that was in the green, and it was like, all right, well, we see that there's a pullback coming. Let's get a lower number that seemed like it would work, and it didn't. So you know, that's what I said when I said about being more calculated and being more strategic, things like that. Like so, yeah. Less trades definitely though this year.
Less trades for me this year for a few different things. Obviously because the stock market is down. So, but more important, not even the interest rate thing. I think what really, it's hard to do two things at one time. So obviously, you know, our schedule has, you know, dramatically increased as well. So it's like, you know, you got to see what's your focus, you know, that's important. So my focus is growing a media company and, you know, $1 billion valuation. These are the things that I'm really focused on. Mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily focused on trading. So what happens is that even if you have a skill set, if you're not focused on it, you can make mistakes.
Yeah.
And so it's like, and this level, you can make mistakes that can cost you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, people that's focused on it, like if you focus and you're looking at the market every day, all day, you in front of your computer, but I'm not doing that right now. It's impossible. I'm traveling. I'm doing different shows. I'm doing interviews, you know, doing our show, doing Revolt show, doing Market Monday. So
yeah,
that's why it's like, all right, what's the most intelligent thing to do? For me, the most intelligent thing to do is grow the business, make as much money in the business as possible, and then do safer long-term investments and not have to worry about, because I'm not like I need the money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like everybody's situation is different.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like, you know, you just have to be careful. And this goes for anybody. Be careful trying to do too many things at one time. Like you're trying to be, you know, a real estate agent and you're trying to be a day trader and you're trying to be a social media influencer.
And dope boy on the side. Like, bro, you got to lock in on something.
Certified lover boy.
Yeah, for real, man. Just, you know, just understand, like, you know, it's better to be a master of a one trade or a few trades than a jack of all. So, yeah, that's kind of been, you know, my situation. And then, like I said, of course, with the whole market going down, I think I told this story a few times before, but I sold a lot of my options months ago, which was very beneficial. I wish I actually would have sold all of them, but I sold a lot of them. I exited. Once I saw this situation, I said, I'm not playing this game.
Yeah.
Exit, and just hold money. And then I put a lot of that money back into the market, just long-term plays. So, you know, long-term investing, safer plays, that's what I'm into right now. But you know, still have the skill set to trade if I want to, but right now it's not really a prime. I'm not focused on the main thing.
I think on the last episode of this year, I'll tell the trade that I made on January 3rd. I think I told you, Ian.
Mm-hmm.
On January 3rd of 2022, the one of the most historic days in my trading career. Real strategic.
It's gonna be a good one.
Yeah.
So Elon plans to lay off 75% of Twitter. This will make the company better or worse. What do you think?
I hate to say it. Elon is going to get on this Carl Icahn corporate raider thing. I think it's a brilliant move. I think Twitter has been too comfortable with not having to perform at a high level. Shout out 19 Keys. I think as a result, those that are there and that remain, they are going to have to bring a tremendous amount of value, because if the company's been flat pretty much 8 to 10 years, if everyone's comfortable, and we see it a lot in tech companies, they're, especially when interest rates were at zero, people were hiring too much. Like, even when I went to Meta, I'm looking, I'm like, okay, lunchroom, beautiful. Layout, views amazing. I'm calculating this lunch probably costs $15 million a year, though. Where have these resources could have gone? And we all know, of course, we want to employ, but to everyone that works, I've said this since the beginning of the show, you have to know if you're paid, what multiple are you giving the person that writes your check? The easiest way to have job security is to say, hey, you're paying me $115,000 a year. As a result, I'm returning you $600,000 in gross revenue. You'll never get fired. Most people at Twitter cannot tell you right now, and shout out to everybody at Twitter, I love you, what value they are bringing or what multiple they're bringing for their paycheck. And as a result, with Elon taking it over, in order to have a chance to survive during this recession, I think, this is a smart move. And they're not the only tech company that needs to lay off majority of the staff.
So you're taking the less is more approach?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because, I mean, when the article, obviously, you know, people saw the news of it, and a lot of the feedback was, how does it help the company grow, right? Like, if you would assume with Elon coming on board, mm-hmm. obviously there's going to be an influx of people that follow him, just because it's like, oh, well, he's on Twitter, it's going to be free speech again.
Yeah.
Larger influx of people, less workforce. Will they be able to facilitate and handle the bandwidth that comes with that?
They're going to have to.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. They're going to have to, but is it going to be done efficiently?
Yes. Okay. It's going to, like, honestly, in a recession, I didn't want to have to learn about Mogami XLR cables, 4K, 60 frame per second lighting, right? I didn't want to have to learn how to deliver information, mess up in this interview, give bad attitude, come back and do calm voice, voiceover and master. During a recession, you have to learn how to do more things. Like, imagine if I said, hey, I want to do the show, but I don't want to do any lights. I don't want to do any presentations. I want y'all to master the audio. You're like, bruh, I didn't get Mike on here. I give him the talking points, right? People have to learn to do more with less in order to survive the storm. So everyone that's on that ship at Twitter and Google and Snap, oh man, I'm afraid Snap, if they don't write this ship, that they may go under if they don't get more funding. Everyone on the team has to do more. And in my personal experience, I see everyone wants the gold or the championship or the Rolex or the Bentley in the car and don't want any of the workload. How has Twitter, a company with that reach and almost every celebrity using it, stay flat for a 10-year period during a zero interest rate environment? But Parler takes off when Ye buys, and we can talk about that later. And then OnlyFans comes out and takes off to the upside, and Be Real takes off, and Twitter is flat. Snapchat comes and have their glory day. Mm-hmm. Huge mistake. I think people got too comfortable with just having a seat at the table and not having to do anything.
We'll see. We'll monitor this situation. Let's talk about this. Vogue and Balenciaga cut ties with Kanye. Well, Ye. His name is Ye. Vogue and Balenciaga cut ties with Ye.
What ties did Vogue have to him?
He had a relationship with Anna Wintour.
Yeah. Oh, so just the relationship is strange. Yeah. I mean, she controls fashion. So, okay, I get it.
Yep.
Is it the
so? Is it the death of the dynasty?
Shout out to Chuck, no joke.
Ye dynasty.
Yeah,
I will say, if this is not corrected in the next 2 years, because on the fashion side, the only outlets that he really has that are viable would be Reebok, Puma, and maybe like Asics. If he does not start to clear up some of this, And I'm not doing this for a hot take. I'm just doing like a business breakdown, a SWOT analysis. When you have a bank start to tell you, take your money out, we don't want your business. If Bank of America follows suit, so please stay tuned to if Bank of America follows the same process that Jamie Dimon did, Kanye cannot then take his money to a black bank because that, having that amount of money inside of a bank would throw off the checks and balances there. I know he's under attack. I don't think this is the death of his dynasty yet, but I do believe if this is not fixed within the next year, he is going to be in serious trouble. For everyone who is saying this is what he wanted to get out of his contracts, no, it's not. This is not what he wanted. No one of any stature wants to get blacklisted internationally and amongst American business. And going back to the point you said of good relationship not upsetting certain people, just because you have money, it does not mean that you always have power. So even I've had to learn, hey, certain things are worth saying. Say in the privacy of your home. And there's no such thing as free speech. Free speech is intended for inside of your house. There's consequences for every word that, that you use, which is why I'm being so careful tonight. So, but I love Ye. But I do think this, if he starts to, his empire starts to crumble, it'll be because of the action of the last month or so. But I love Ye, though.
So we're talking about the last month, let's say 6 weeks. Gap gone. Adidas on the verge of being gone.
Done. Balenciaga done.
And
not on Def Jam. Jay hasn't said a word, which is scary.
And in the fashion world, we're saying that he's now lost the relationship with Anna Wintour.
But they still have Kim, who he introduced.
Still has Skims. Still has Skims. I don't think it's the death of it. I don't think it's the death of it. But it is definitely a huge dent in it.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you.
From a standpoint of just from the business standpoint, he's gonna have to go
Shoddy different every time y'all in LA.
He's gonna have to recreate from the beginning again, right? Because these people obviously he's had strategic relationships with them because they brought a certain level of the business that he didn't have to build for himself. Mm-hmm. So if his plan is to just do it himself, well, he's going to have to implement that plan very shortly. Like you said, in the next 1 or 2 years, he's going to have to put that plan in place or it's going to be a drastic decline. Yeah. But the thing that he has as his advantage is that he still has the support of his core audience of people, whoever they are. I don't know who they are, right?
There's nobody checking for the music.
Yeah, so he has a legion of people who just will love him no matter what he does, mm-hmm. in the terms of business and fashion. So he'll have that, but it's going to be ground zero that he's going to have to start from at this rate.
Ye, very interesting person. I think the only thing that people love more, because people love a tragedy, they love to see you burn. It's enjoyment. We saw it with Britney Spears.
Yep.
We saw it like it's just
Tyson.
Yeah, people love to see you fall from grace. The only thing they love more than a fall from grace is a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
I would not count Ye out.
Yeah,
because he's been extremely resilient throughout his career, and he's been able to reinvent himself, and he's been able to come from tremendous obstacles. He's always been able to rise above no matter what. When he says slavery was a choice and everybody said that he's canceled and came back. When he went on and said, you know, the Taylor Swift thing, and they
that wasn't that bad though.
Not but the mainstream America mainstream, was trying, yeah. The media and all that was trying to cancel him. The culture didn't try to cancel him, but mainstream America was trying to cancel him. And he came back with mainstream America. Mm-hmm. George Bush, the culture was rooting for him when he said to George Bush, but mainstream America, like they was trying to, but he still became the darling of mainstream America again. And this is going to be his toughest situation to come back from. This is going to be his toughest situation to come back from. But a few things I think are on his side. As far as the fashion thing and respect to Vogue, respect to Balenciaga, respect to all those fashion houses. They didn't make Kanye. People made Kanye. Like, that's what I don't think he even.
On the fashion side?
Yeah. I don't think he even fully understands that. Like, the average person in the neighborhood not reading Vogue. The average person in the world is not reading Vogue. They're not. People in the hood buying Yeezys. Like, they buying Yeezys.
But once
they
you lose them. The hood and the people.
That's my point. So, yeah. But I still don't even know if he fully under, because I know he always, you know, really wanted that validation and wanted that, you know, that love from you know, the fashion houses and from them, but they didn't make him. The people was rocking Yeezys. The people was buying anything that he put out, the culture. And then once the culture does it, then it goes all over the world. But it wasn't the reverse. It wasn't like those fashion houses stamped him and that's what made him like, we gonna rock whatever Yeezy does because he's Yeezy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is. He put a coat out with no zipper and it sold just because the culture is just so embedded with Kanye. And I feel like it's like a relationship. If you love somebody for 20 years and we've, like, the culture has had a love affair with Kanye for 20 years, like 20 years, like from college dropout to graduation to Twisted Dark Fantasy to the throne to the Yeezy documentary to the slides to the sneakers, like, he's been the most important person in our culture for the last 20 years. He's been revered. His name has been etched in history. It's hard to throw away somebody like that. Even if somebody, it's like if a relationship, like somebody does something crazy to you, you still love them. You're just mad at them for that moment.
Yeah.
Like, you're still probably going to take them back. So Kanye is a brilliant
mind. I ain't taking none of my exes back. So Kanye, sorry, should listen.
Don't listen to what he's saying.
Kanye's a brilliant mind. He's the most important person in our culture.
Arguably.
How long can he stay in Uncle Ruckus mode before we say, hey, we're done with him?
Uncle Ruckus mode is no. Uncle Ruckus, you know, nah, it's not, because you got hardcore fundamentalists like 19 Keys who's championing everything he's saying right now. This is the crazy part about it. Kanye's the most interesting person in the world. He's the most
not every part.
Person. Not every well,
we
part.
We talk about
a lot,
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of the black hardcore black fundamentalist is like, I'm rocking with this.
Yeah. Except, like, you know, the cancel part that we put in the text thread.
Yeah.
That part.
You know, that's outrageous. But I'm just saying, so it's like
that, but that's what comes with that. That
I'm
comes
just
with
saying
it,
he's so interesting, bro. Yeah. He's such an interesting person because a lot of people were saying, yo, he's a coon, throw him away, da 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 da. But like a lot of hardcore people that you would expect, what they like, nah. This is what I want to hear him say. Like, he really spitting real facts. Like, so.
But that's, even that is tricky, right? It's like I said, like, we already know, like, the most dangerous drug is attention, right?
Yes.
And so my thing is, like, how much attention are we going to give to this? Right?
A lot. He's going live on Instagram every day.
Or should we, though?
Yes. Because this is why.
this is like me and you had this discussion, but I'll bring it here as well. And I heard Trevor Noah say it, and it was, he talked about his grandfather. And if you haven't seen the clip, I suggest everybody watch. He talks about his grandfather who battled with mental illness. And when his grandfather was battling, he had an episode, he was bipolar. When he was manic, it was very nurturing. Hey, did you take your medication? How can we help? What do we need to do? Let's give him space. It wasn't the inverse of that, where it was like, I know somebody's having a manic episode. Let's put a camera on them 24 hours a day. Not saying that he is, but let's put a camera on every and let's see what they do. And so, like, that's where it gets tricky, where I'm asking, like, should we be giving it the amount of attention we are? Not us, but the, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we know, and we said this, like, he, at times, he says things that have validity, and some of the things he says are just, like, completely outrageous and hurtful.
When we interview, I don't even know if you remember this, but when we interviewed Dame Dash the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
The first, because a lot of people say, like, nothing wrong with Kanye. Kanye not crazy. Kanye, da, da, da. They never even met him ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dame Dash, somebody that knows Kanye probably better than anybody, right? Was there 20 years ago and was there as recently as 6 months ago in Wyoming with him. He told us, watch the film. This was over 3 years ago. He said, Kanye, paraphrasing, but he said, Kanye's, what he's been able to do is genius. And he said he's been able to function at a very high level, sometimes in manic states. That's his quote for quote. He said he's been able to function in manic states. This is why I said, like, his behavior is manic. Okay. It is. Okay. And like Dame is there. So it's like when you look at the definition of manic, it's all over the place. It's frantic. And it's like, and Dame said that before all of this, he's like, Kanye's been able to function at a very high level during manic states. And that's extremely difficult to do. It is. So just for him able to do that alone is special. And yeah, of course we shouldn't be giving him attention right now, but you can't say that because he's Kanye West. He's not a regular person. He's not Trevor Noah's grandfather.
I'm not saying that. I'm just asking how much, but or when do we not?
It's not going to stop. It's not going to stop because, like I said, he's the most important person in our culture. Now, people say, let me explain why he's the most important person in our culture. Because when you add up everything, yeah, of course, he made the most money, whatever, but his voice is the most powerful. They asked the prime minister of Israel about him. Bro, like a world leader, like what he says really is powerful, bro. Like he really controls media like nobody has ever done in our culture. He really knows how to shift narratives quickly like nobody has ever done in our culture. Like, just think about this. He wore the White Lives Matter shirt and everybody hated it. All the black people were saying he's a racist. He switched the narrative very quickly. That's why Charlamagne was like, he know how to switch narrative. He switched the narrative very quickly, and now he got a lot of black support in a week. Like, he is extremely intelligent and knows how to switch narratives.
But he then in that same week, he'll tell you that the white man has had the hardest, has been the most oppressed in media.
And that's manic behavior where he's all over the place.
But that's so, what I say, it's coming it, with
is
it.
That, well,
okay. He's not a rational, he is always going to be, you know, one minute he's going to say something, and then the next minute he's going to say something completely different. And he probably believes both of them in so that moment. In right. that moment, he but probably believes
got,
both of them.
That's why I said you got a legion of people that are hanging on to these words.
Yeah.
And they can't they can't switch the mindset as fast as he changes the narrative. And so it leaves people in a very tricky place, right? It becomes dangerous.
No matter what happens, you can't.
That's why I say, no matter what happens with him,
you can't silence.
That's our brother. We got to pray for our brother. I always say that.
We got to pray for everybody.
That's true. And he's our brother, and we got to pray for him too.
Including ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can't silence Kanye.
I never said to silence him.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. Even if, no matter what happened,
yeah,
Kanye West will forever be a fixture in world history. He's one of the most influential people in the world.
Yeah. And one of the most interesting creative stories of all time as well. I mean, because even there's very few people that have been able to dominate music and then fashion and just to interweave himself into media the way that he does, that is a skill set. The dangerous part is, though, if he gets too blackballed, don't be surprised if Putin come knocking on that door. And everyone's gonna call me crazy.
Come to Russia, Death Row Records.
Definitely, we'll reach out to him to be an ally.
It's called Death Row Records. Look, I feel like
pulling calls him.
Nah, Kanye. I hope it does it. But they say like most geniuses crash and burn, and they become tragic, like Shakespearean experiences. Like, I hope it doesn't happen, but this is looking like this is going to be happening.
Crash and burn. But that's why. Well, what's the best way to like steer that from happening?
It's impossible, bro.
I don't know. I'm just asking. Like, what would be
if he gets his family back? A lot of now. I don't know.
Is that enough?
Is the best place for it? But the pain when you don't have access to your children, for the black men, and we've all talked to a bunch of fellas. Like, how do you navigate this part? When you don't have access to your family, and let's take in consideration his mom passed, a lot of the inner circle isn't around now, you don't have access to your kids. A lot of people at that point just say, F it. I don't care anymore. Because you're seeing him cry out for help. The thing that I noticed when Kim kidnapped my kids, and you know, for those of us that have went through the legal system, it feels like that. But if you don't feel like you have anyone to help you, and you now have to surrender the one thing that you love the most, what's the purpose of being sane or being good? Because a lot of men are dying on the inside trying to fight that fight for their kids. I think if he got access to them kids, a lot of this would go away, because a lot of this is rooted in pain
around
that scenario. I know today may not be the best day for it.
I hear you. That's one thing I don't like. He like, yo, where was y'all when y'all can't? I mean, where was anybody when they was going to child support? Like, I ain't going to check
for real. Like, no support.
Every man that been through that, like, I ain't really. You lost me, kind of lost me with that situation. I still.
That's dead loss.
Yeah, ain't nobody like. Yeah. Where was you? Like, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
for I went to court by myself. Like,
I ain't never.
Wasn't a panda around when I went to court.
I was drinking a lychee martini when that happened, bro.
You know, every half of the men that I know had to go through the system. So. But I will say this though, I am disappointed. A lot of the activist community, I don't like how they painting Kanye. I'm not feeling it. They putting him out there like he's a racist, he's a bigot, and it's not helpful. It's not beneficial, and they're not helping the situation by doing that.
How are they hurting him if he's doing that?
It's a distraction. Like Keys, 19 Keys said to one of them, he was like, distraction. What you're doing is a distraction. Because we could be talking about real issues, some of the real stuff that he actually did say, or just don't say anything at all. But you're trying to spin a narrative based off a 2-minute clip, and you know what I'm saying? So I think they're hurting because it's a distraction. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
if you're saying that they're focusing on the wrong thing.
Yeah, they're focusing on the wrong thing. And I'm not feeling it.
Kanye focused on the wrong thing?
So that's the part too, right? Like, if he doesn't say those things, then they can only focus on like the main points of what he's saying. Because like you said, he's saying some things. And I'm almost done with the Drink Champs, right? I'm like 2 hours.
Drink Champs interview is classic. Yeah. I will say this. Shout out to Norman. Shout out to Effin. That was not an interview where you should have been sober.
You did say that from the very beginning.
You should have been sober.
Sober Champs.
And sometimes in life, you have to understand the importance of the interview. That was an important interview. You can't just treat it like it's a regular happy-go-lucky situation. So they missed the mark, I think, on that. And you know, now they have to kind of try to clean it up a little bit. But I would have left it up if I was them, because at the end of the day, you know, it's unfortunate that Nori had to take his interview down. Just think about this. Nori took his interview down. Piers Morgan didn't take his interview down. Cuomo didn't take his interview down. Fox News didn't take the interview down. So why every white public...
Was there something that he said in that interview that was detrimental?
Nori?
Yeah.
He said it about
Kanye said the
George Floyd situation. But my thing is, like, you said it, not me. I ain't say it. This is journalism, right? So he said a lot of stuff on all of these other platforms. The only people that took the interview down was the black outlets. But Fox News didn't take this interview down. Cuomo didn't take his interview down. Pierce Morgan didn't take that interview.
Bigger
down.
Legal team. You know, like a bigger legal team. So, like, remember we was at South by Southwest. If I slap somebody in the lobby, they not just gonna sue me. They're gonna tie y'all in.
But Cuomo's on a no-name station. I don't even, what's the name of the station?
I think it's like News Nation or something like that. But before we go,
he's nowhere.
Because I think like.
I would say he's nowhere. Shout out to Cuomo.
I think it's News Nation.
Mike, clip that out.
Yeah. Clip it out. Nah. What I was saying, so like, if he would have just had a concerted effort on the things that we agree, like, yo, I'm glad somebody is saying these things. If he just had a concerted effort on that and there was no other part of it, think about how more productive that conversation could have been or the reaction to that conversation. The problem is that, again, when you have both mixed and you're changing narratives inside of it, it gets confused. And now it's like, we're looking for that point. Oh, there he is. He said that.
Yep.
That's what we're going with.
If anybody, Nori's interviews is 3 hours and they drink and they smoke. If anybody talks for 3 hours and then you add drinking and smoking, they're going to say stuff that they're going to say something that is bad.
The Floyd family is going to sue the shit out of Kanye for that comment, though.
Who?
He might as well sue them. The Floyd family.
But how can what grounds do they have to sue, though?
Lying. Here's even the people in the comments, when people say, hey, this is my opinion. If your opinion is not rooted in the fact, Tasha K went through this. That's why she had to move to South Africa. Shout out to her. You can't lie and say, hey, he didn't die from a knee being in his neck. He died from a fentanyl shot. Also, the police department could sue Kanye for that same statement. Because now you're insinuating that either Floyd ingested or took fentanyl or the police officer gave it to him.
Well, he said they hit him with the fentanyl. So, well, let's
liable. Like in a court of law.
Well, we'll see how this plays out, man. I really do hope that he get himself together, because I do feel like he's not in the best mental. I feel like he has mental issues, and that's just my own personal opinion. And I feel like this isn't helping the situation. And I feel like he's spiraling out of control. He's on YouTube for 10 hours a day, every single day. It's not regular. It's not regular behavior. His behavior is not regular.
Even on that, do you think he should have built a media platform 5 or 6 years ago?
Of course.
Opposed to depending on other people?
Of course. But once again, it's hard to focus on. Like, you know, one day you're doing this, and one day it's just, you know, it's kind of like it was all over the place.
Yeah.
So, but of course, he would be perfect person to be media. He could just have a whole media outlet by himself. That's what he's doing on YouTube. He's going on YouTube every single day.
Yeah.
For 10 hours a day.
Yeah, he doing his own Black 100 Clubhouse on YouTube.
Yeah. I thought it was fake. I was like, what is
one
this?
Time I did too.
I saw 55,000 people live. So, I mean, like,
you gotta dig the well before you're thirsty.
We'll see, man. All right. Well, last question before we wrap. The one tactic that grew your business the most this year?
Tactic? I would probably just say for us, it's just been nonstop, man. Consistency. And
yeah,
we're going to say it until people really embedded in their brains. Like, and this past week is one of those. It's just a testament to it. Like, we just don't believe that people are going to be able to outwork us.
Yeah, our travel schedule been crazy.
we just don't feel like people are going to be able to outwork us. And we know the task that's on hand. There's a bigger mission, and we're at the forefront of it, and we can't stop now. And so just being consistent and relentless about this, man, being relentless and relentless pursuit of the next thing and never settling. I wouldn't say any tactic. It's just been that. Just consistency, man. Absolutely relentless.
Y'all a dynamic duo. Shawty get it look like. You better not get a real answer. But give the people something they can use. And honestly, I want to tell everyone, like, I'm not just trying to get you guys to come to the events, but sometimes when you get to see us interacting in these circles, it gives a perspective on if you're doing enough or not. So you have to be there to feel the energy, see some of the systems, even seeing like AB run around, Matt run around, Trap run around. I know everyone think the travel part is fun. It is not. It is grueling, but it's definitely worth it. For me, just keeping my focus on speaking the truth and focusing on results. I know sometimes people will see the clips, and if you're only seeing the clips of me, even like when the first David Shan clip came out, I was like, you couldn't have put the part about me talking about Xander in first, because I sound crazy in that clip. But he was like, it worked out, brother. I'm like, all right, cool. So you have to have result behind the sensationalism. But for me, it's just focusing on the result. And then you guys have seen it this year, me being on the road, shaking hands and kissing babies a hell of a lot more. But the result is always the number one thing you have to focus on. Figure out in your space how you can help people get a better result than everyone else. A bunch of doors will open up. I promise you. Yeah.
Yeah. And for me, I would say just collaboration. Probably the best thing that we've done since day one.
Yeah.
And have continued to do. Last year, we collaborated with 19 Keys. That was extremely beneficial for all parties involved. We collaborated with Steve Harvey. That was extremely beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, this is an ongoing relationship, an ongoing partnership with Market Mondays. Yeah. A bunch of people, you know, more stuff that we're looking to collaborate on. Working with UTA.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to them. United Masters.
Yep.
Great collaboration with them. Who else? CLF. Shout out to Megan.
So
yeah, I mean, it's just a matter of just for I think, you know, working with people, man.
Collaboration is key.
Collaboration, partnerships, doing different, you know, situations, and just finding a way that, you know, building that, because you can only go so far by yourself. So you can run fast by yourself, but you can run far as a pack. So you gotta pick which one you want to do.
These are wise words from a decent man.
You're trying to make it by yourself, it's not gonna happen.
It's overrated.
Be honest with you.
That's why even on the manufacturing side, people are like, yo, Kanye can just build a factory and do it all himself. I'm like, that costs a lot of money, man, to just build a textile manufacturing company. Whew, good luck. And you don't want to use your own capital for that because it puts you at too much risk anyway as well. It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
So when y'all walked into Dave and Buster's, we'll save it for another day.
Yeah. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. London, London, we're on our way. See you in a few days. Shout out to all the good folks in the UK. Get your tickets, festfest.com. A weekend to remember. This is going to be one for the books. All of the culture. We're going to bring the culture. London vibes, Halloween party, VIP experience, Royal Albert Hall. Vibes.
How many days we partying? You're not doing what you did last year, right? You're not doing seven in a row, right?
We don't have enough days. Do we have enough days to do that?
Yeah, I always got enough days, man. Might end up in Paris. My son will extend be out the there. Trip. That's his first. It's going to be his first time traveling across. No, he's been across seas before. But this will be his first time in Europe, in London.
Yeah.
So he's excited. He's excited about that. So
if Trav saying that, I'm definitely staying out.
Oh, yeah, we outside. Yo, we outside. Boy. But I just want to have travel mercy on everybody that's coming from the United States, that's coming to UK to join us in this historic event. I hope everybody gets there safe. And obviously, UK, you know, it's a beautiful place. They're going to welcome us with open arms. But I want to make sure that everybody that leaves from here gets there safe. Y'all going to be in for a tremendous experience, yes, man. We had a great time in London in February. It's going to be even better this time around. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see everybody and be outside with everybody. The Lobby Boys will be there. We will be there. It's going to be historic. I can't think of another word. I would say it's going to be.
I can't wait, yo.
Historic is probably the most fitting, I think. It's going to be a regal situation.
A night to remember. Yeah, man.
What y'all looking forward to the most?
Just getting back out there, man. You know, I love to travel, man. Traveling is my favorite thing in the whole entire world. So last time we was out there, the energy was just such an amazing vibe. Connecting with the people. Yeah. Seeing people travel, that's the good thing. Like, people travel from all over to come and they just talk to you. And you know, London is one of those cities, man. I want to get the restaurant vibe going, get the club vibe going, get everything, man. So I'm just looking forward just to being back in London, being back, you know, across
seas. We need another girl fight too.
Nah, easy. That's after dark. I'm definitely looking forward to stepping inside that Royal Albert Hall. I think Ashley, she just keeps teasing us with these videos and
she was looking at our clips
and it just looks so incredible. I mean, she had the span of the people who actually performed there on the wall, and I'm just looking like that's gonna be us next week. So I'm just looking to feel that energy walking inside that space. Like, I'm excited for the sound check. I like the show, I just want to walk in that building and feel that energy so we can really grasp what was happening. Cause people are just like, yo, y'all performing with?
Mm-hmm.
So now I want to feel that energy, like, for myself.
That Billboard legendary.
Yeah, Don't forget that.
Well, that's act dope. Like that's a regular.
That's Manchester.
Not act like that's a regular everyday thing.
Hey, check your local train station if you're in London.
Second largest billboard in the continent of Europe.
Legendary. Oh, my WhatsApp got hacked. So if anybody's asking for to cash at them or anything crazy, that is not me. B4, please let Zuckerberg know I need to get my account reset.
Shout out to B4.
Out of Mexico. My dumbass, I'll text them back. They send me a WhatsApp code. I'm like, I don't speak Spanish. Boy, it was over with. So I got to learn, but don't reply to any WhatsApps if you get them from me. UK family, hit me on DM or IG so we can connect.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, shout out to everybody that was at the gala yesterday. Extremely beneficial. Shout out to the GOAT. Hov was in the building.
He definitely was in the building.
And Beyonce was in the building.
Shout out to Kendra G, who put on a performance.
Kendra G, she paid $50,000 for a Beyonce show.
International.
Did she?
Yeah, it was a bidding war. It started at $10,000 and it ended up at $50,000.
The marketing move. Kendra been cooking, though. Like, shout out to everybody back home, Power 92. Kendra been cooking the last year.
Yeah. Shout out. That was a performance. And talking about performances, Let's see what some of these stocks do this week. It is a big week for earnings. So we'll just run down a few that are happening. Obviously, tomorrow we have Microsoft and Alphabet and Chipotle will be reporting and Spotify. On Wednesday, we got Meta. Shout out to the good folks at Meta. What's up? Ian, that's when you do the wave right there to the good folks at Meta.
Yes.
Thermo Fisher. It will be reporting on Wednesday as well. Thursday, we got Shopify, Amazon, Intel, McDonald's will be reporting, MasterCard. So we got some heavyweights in there. And then on Friday, we got the big oil companies. We got Exxon and Chevron that will be reporting. So it's a big earnings week. Make sure y'all pay attention. If you're in some of those positions, you should be paying attention. All right. So that is our earnings calls of the week. And before we go, we got to give a quick shout out to all our people at Ally. Want to let you know about a great choice if you're looking to bank or invest. Ally is a leading digital financial service company with passionate customer service, innovative financial solutions, and our relentlessly focused on doing it right for both customers and our communities. Get with Ally so you can save, invest, and spend on all the things that matter most to you. For everything we need, we're all better off with an Ally. Yes. Shout out to our good friends over there. Yeah.
All right, guys. We will see you tomorrow. Shout out to Leroy Storm. Big episode.
Storm Leroy.
Storm Leroy. Big episode. And London, we're on our way.
Yeah, we'll see you there. Make sure you got your costumes ready.
Lobster and truffle.
That's a fact. Guess what's on the menu. Love is love. Y'all be safe.
Like what y'all doing. I like LA, y'all. Shook, Shotty. I like what y'all doing. Y'all making
Malibu. We on our way.
Yeah, we outside. Of course.
Hey, gotta go. All
right, y'all. Be good. Love is love.
Peace.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.